வணக்கம். வாட் இஃப் த கன்செப்ட்ஸ் டியஸ்பரா அண்ட் டியஸ்பரா ஹியூமனிடேரியனிசம் கேன் ஸ்பீக் ஃபார் தெம்செல்ஸ், ஸ்பீக் ஃபார் அவர் ஸ்ட்ரகிள், அஸ் தி டியஸ்பரா ஆஃப் குளோபல் சவுத் கண்ட்ரீஸ். வித் அன் இமேஜினேஷன் ஐ ரைட் அண்ட் பெர்ஃபார்ம் தி ஸ்போக்கன் வேர்ட் போயம் பேஸ்ட் ஆன் மை எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் அஸ் அ டியஸ்பரா, த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆஃப் the people that I meet and I see in everyday life, and based on the literature on diaspora and diaspora humanitarianism that I read as part of my work. So this poem, in Shelley Rowling's word, it's a triple bind of my, your, our fringed experience, and it also engages with theory to somewhat extent. Here we go. I dangle in between local and international, caged in time and place labeled diaspora, stripped out of meaning or stretched out of it, territorialized, ethno-racialized, essentialized by all means. So here I am, the diaspora, no local or international. Outsider, that's my cousin, calling me from his paddy field, where we walked holding hands, bare feet covered in muddy sand, raced behind the flying kites, raced away from the fighting jets. You left me for the freedom. I squirm from antagonism. You don't belong here. I don't belong here, outsider. Outsider, this time is the passenger next to me on the train, offended by the smell of turmeric and chili powder, of my accent blended with the milk from the breast of my mother. So here I am, the diaspora, no insider or an outsider. Hello, it's my cousin over the phone, breathing through hyperinflation, surviving the emotional deflation, living his everyday life, hoping it shall pass too, on the same paddy field, not yielding as it was before. So here I am, the diaspora, asking him, how can I help? My hand suspended in the air, over the plate with curry and rice, thinking of his children last time I met, the dreams and aspiration whispering in my head. I calculate my casual pay, what is left from the mortgage, the bills and the aspiration of my kids, the cost of the summer trip we hatch, the guilt of living a better life from my cousin's eyes. I'm far behind from a better life. I cannot say it to my cousin though, can I? The society I live reminds me every day I am far behind from a better life. Think of starting your life from the scratch on a foreign land. Did I choose this life? The answer is never straightforward. My self-esteem vapors like a burning candle, struggling to meet some invisible standards, to be taken seriously for the contribution to this society. Forget them all. I tell my cousin, let me help you. Humanitarians, you say. I cannot be one. I'm not principled or trained. I'm not organized or certified. I cannot stand neutral and discuss human pain. I cannot turn my face and talk about the system in vain. I cannot forget and move to a crisis hitting headlines. I cannot stop the whispering voices in my head. So here I am, the diaspora. I'm a force shaped by the ocean waves. Helping my folks is the way of my life. Forced from the same paddy field but scattered worldwide, call me a humanitarian or not, the force cannot be stopped. I'm crafted by time and space, the people I meet, the lands I cross. I leave footprints I trace back and forth, round and round and all over the place, making connections. I find home, I lose it, I find again and reroute. I give, I take, I help, I am helped. Call me a humanitarian or not, the force cannot be stopped. Diaspora humanitarian, define it, engage me again. Ignore my experience, erase my memories of my land and people of survival and revival. Take me out of my context. Teach me about crisis response. Drill me about the system you speak. Grill me on the politics at play. Make me chew the donatist principles and swallow this code of conduct. Leave me at the mercy of donors fighting over the grant proposals. Host me at the fancy conferences. Drug me with the power of do-gooders. Coordinate me with dominant institutions. Let them use me for the remittances. Divide me among affected people. Award me the new humanitarians. Humanitarians, you say, I cannot be one. I cannot be principled or trained because I am principled and experienced. I cannot be organized or certified because I am organized and legitimized. Maybe the West cannot see it through the lens of the West. Try to see it through my lens and you will see the difference. I'm a force. I mobilize and dissolve. I configure the local, translocal and transnational. I respond to war, conflict and disasters. I help my folks from lands of paddy and gold. I'm the voice of the South in the North. I blur boundaries drawn by human laws. I come from the margin. I live on the edge. I am a rooted cosmopolitan with views that might not be universal. Decoloniality calls me a settler on indigenous lands where the sovereignty was never ceded. Intersectionality shows my privileges in terms of class, caste, etc. I'm not homogeneous. I'm dynamic and divided. All things considered, I have potentials. I promise the dreamers to transform this world, the world that is made of centers and peripheries. I can transcend the abyssal line between North and South, West and the rest, because I have a taste of both. I can strategize my social location, belonging to different places, people and cultures. I can use it to advance my life or to advance this world or both. So here I am, the diaspora, the concept. I'm forced to be reckoned with. Call me a humanitarian or not, the force cannot be stopped. Try me and tame me, but remember, my roots are strong. Thank you.